Open Water 20. Section 6, Rescue, Part 2. Version 2.04, February 1, 2017. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Potential problems underwater. Most underwater problems arise from a lack of awareness of your own surroundings and actions. Some basic rules to follow are: dive within your limitations and training. Watch your gas supply. Watch your dive times. Keep close to your buddy. Some common issues and how to deal with them. 1. Diving outside your ability level. Pushing yourself into situations outside your level of training can be dangerous for yourself and the people you are diving with. Part of your planning before each dive is to ensure the whole dive team is comfortable with their training level for the particular demands of the dive. 2. Losing your buddy. You should ensure you have good buddy contact throughout the dive. Staying within 3 meters or 10 feet is a good rule to follow. If you do lose the group, you should have a safety plan that allows everyone to return to the surface safely. The general rule is to search for 1 minute and then make a safe controlled ascent to the surface. Your team should follow the same protocol and meet you on the surface. 3. Gas depletion. Monitoring gas supply is one of the most important considerations for any diver on any dive. An out-of-gas situation can quickly become life-threatening. It is important for the diver to understand the options available that will get them back to the surface safely. In the unlikely event that you are low or out of your breathing gas, stop, breathe, think, and act. You have 2 main options to consider. The safest option is to get your buddy's assistance. You will learn to locate, secure, and breathe from an air source supplied by a friendly donor, your buddy. This is a gas-sharing ascent. The procedure is to signal out of gas to your buddy. Your buddy will then provide their primary mouthpiece and locate their alternate air supply. Don't put the regulator in your mouth upside down. Link arms with your buddy, and once comfortably breathing, ascend together keeping eye contact, and monitor the console. To simulate the skill, your instructor will ask you to swim horizontally for 10 meters or 33 feet, and you will have a chance to act as both a receiver and a donor. This will be practiced in confined water before further training in open water. What if you have no buddy and you are out of gas? This is an unlikely but very serious situation. It means you have not monitored your buddy or your gas supply. In the unlikely event that you have this problem, you will have to perform a controlled emergency swimming ascent, SESA. This skill needs to be practiced. You are in 9 to 12 meters or 30 to 40 feet of water, you are low or out of air and your buddy is too far away, you need to perform the SESA. You already have some air in your lungs. You ascend and slowly exhale all the way to the surface, keeping an open airway because the air will expand on ascent. Swim no faster than 9 meters or 30 feet per minute on your way up. Make the AUG sound through your regulator mouthpiece indicating that you have an open airway. This will prevent lung expansion injury. Your instructor will simulate the skill in confined water whilst swimming horizontally. You will have time to practice this skill and understand that you can reach the surface on one exhaled breath. 4. Entering decompression without prior planning. This means you have broken your no decompression limit, NDL. If this happens, you would be required to make decompression stops on your way back to the surface to avoid decompression-related injuries. The best way to avoid this is to plan conservatively, watch your time and depth and use a dive computer which will give you safe dive times and warnings if you are near your limits. If you are in this situation, you may also run low on breathing gas while you are performing the required stops. Some dive boats will have a spare cylinder and regulator hanging over the side of the boat to provide extra gas for this situation. This is commonly referred to as a hang cylinder. 5. Overexertion. This can happen underwater as well as above, and can give you a feeling of running out of air or being short of breath. Firstly, stop, breathe, think, and act. Notify your buddy to stop, cease all activity, then take a series of slow, deep breaths to try and regain normal breathing patterns. When you have recovered, continue the dive but control your activity level. 6. Feeling uncomfortable or unwell. There may be various causes for this. Stop, breathe, think, and act. Signal if you are able. Something is wrong to your buddy and slowly begin ascent procedures. Check the depth and pressure supply, SPG, whilst ascending. Ensure that you concentrate on buoyancy control during ascent. When reaching the surface, concentrate on establishing positive buoyancy. Signal to the surface support for assistance. 7. Entanglement. It is very uncommon that divers get entangled. You may become entangled in the buoy line, a fishing line, tree branches, or long thick seaweed. Should this happen to you, stop, think and get your buddy to help you, or slowly free yourself. Never twist or turn, and if your scuba unit is tangled you may have to remove it, just like you practiced in confined water. 8. Free flow regulator. This skill is performed in the event that your mouthpiece slash regulator starts to free flow. To simulate free flow, start by tilting your head down to the right and with your finger, press down on the purge button to simulate the free flow of gas for 15 seconds and breathe normally. Then check your pressure gauge. Always keep a reserve of 50 bar slash 735 psi of air, so with proper planning you can make a comfortable ascent. If your mouthpiece free flows during a dive, you now know how to breathe off it. It is best to secure your buddy's alternate air source, as your air will escape quite fast through the free flow. Check your air pressure and perform an ascent with your buddy. 9. Computer not working, no display. This means there is a fault that could give you incorrect information or the computer's battery is flat. What should you do? Signal to your buddy and follow ascent procedures. Stop at 10 meters or 33 feet for 2 minutes if you are below 10 meters or 33 feet. Stop at 5 meters or 16.5 feet for 15 minutes or as long as your air supply will last. Ask your buddy to indicate the depths. Never dive with a cold. Diving with a cold can be dangerous due to the fact that the tiny air sacs, alveoli, in your lungs can trap air if there is mucus present. This could become an issue during ascent, where the air will expand. Any airway blockage that does not allow air to escape on ascent can cause lung damage. This can cause serious injuries and is to be avoided. Never hold your breath. Always breathe as normally as possible to avoid potential lung overexpansion injuries. Raid note, never hold your breath while using scuba gear. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.